0TR.
Mobile. W4DJW Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. N0TR Mobile.
What you doing today?
Headed for the Little Ripple. And we've been out in the backyard and we bought some of those big, they're about 12-inch square pavers, you know, Dave, about an inch thick. And we got a glider out there. And my head of construction next to me here, let me turn that radio down. She is overseeing the project, and we're going to set that glider on that instead of on the ground, which will make it a nicer spot for us.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, I put four of those out for just getting past the back deck out into the backyard because we used to walk back there a lot, and I didn't want a path worn out there, so I just put pavers out there. Now, when I trim, when I do the edger, I've got 16 sides to trim around. I didn't think about that when I put them out there. They're nice for walking out there and not killing the grass, but I got more weed trimming or, edging. I guess you'd call that edging, not trimming. Around those pavers than I do, it seems like straight side driveway where the grass meets the driveway. So it does make some extra work.
For who, Bernie?
Me.
I mow the grass with the riding lawnmower, and she does the weed eating. That weed eater's too heavy for me anymore, Dave. But, yeah, they are nice. I put some all around the chicken pen, or we put some all around the chicken pen, and then we put these big river rocks out back there for quite a little ways. I don't know how many trailer loads we brought in. Silver Ridge Court. I don't think you know where that's at. We're just passing it here by some horses. Hay burners. But at any rate, yeah, they're really nice, but let me lower my microphone here. The local conservatory is passing us. We're by that grapevine up here as you're going down the road. He really done a good job on that. What I done is, before we ever put those down, is I put Roundup underneath of them so that the grass won't come up between them, Dave.
That does help solve that problem, but I kind of like the grass. It's worth it to me. I'm not complaining about having to cut it. I'm just saying it's worth it in the end. And here's what happens. I cut out that grass so that it's nice and clean, and at least like a quarter-inch gap around the perimeter each one of them. And then when I reseed twice a year. I put grass seed out twice a year, plus grass food and all that kind of stuff. And some of the grass seed lands on top of the pavers. And then the leaf blower, you go back after you've done all your work and you clean up at the end. That's kind of like doing the paperwork at the end. You clean all that up, and all that grass seed that's on the pavers goes down in that little quarter-inch groove. And then here comes all that grass blasting out of there. Within 10 days, you got grass growing up out of those cracks. But anyway, it's extra work, but it sure does look nice.
Yeah, sounds pretty. We just got finished last week. The kids come over and helped us. We put out, Bernice bought a new dethatcher attachment for that little steel tiller. I was going to say cultivator, but tiller. And we put it on there, and boy, does it do a bang-up job of dethatching. And then the kids helped us. We put fertilizer and reseeded and aerated, not necessarily in that order, but that's all that was done. So it's starting to grow. We're seeing the little shoots coming up now after it germinates. And I hope it does before it gets washed away Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hi. This is N0TR Mobile.
I didn't think about that. I'm glad that I got that out about 5 or 6 days ago, so it'll be about 10 days old by then, which means it's already got roots. But I didn't think about that when I put all that stuff out there. That's kind of expensive, but now that Amy's the only one working, she buys all that stuff. I don't have to buy it. I just have to put it out. Anyway, it's kind of good. You know, marry somebody 10 years younger, or not 10, but 7 years younger than you, and they're still working while you're retired, that's kind of nice. I didn't realize it was going to be like this till now.
Hey, Steve. I've got a lot of pain whenever I'm doing that, but c'est la vie. It's the way it goes. I call that hash marks for all of those years that I did work. So which way are we going to turn now, Bernice? I was yakking on the radio. Did you ever miss a turn when you were yakking on the radio, Dave?
Yes, absolutely. Probably more than a handful of times. But it's okay. We're retired. It doesn't matter if we miss our turn.
Comment. There, I don't know about this comment. I think I recognize that voice, and I believe it's an Army guy. Go ahead, Chad.
KO4NUE. Dave, I'm about 2 minutes out, but
I'm probably about 2 minutes behind that, maybe three.
Hey, Tom. Hello, Miss Bernice. How are you today, ma'am? I hope you are doing wonderful.
Corbin, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you should have been down there to help us. Boy, I can't never get any help, Dave, when I need it. I shouldn't say that. Chad helped me out the other day. Oh, I got to tell you a story, though, Chad. You know, that garbage disposal went out, and we got her up there. And the next morning when I woke up, it sounded like a three-phase motor, single-phasing, very loud. And I mean, oh, probably 80, 90 decibels. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have to take that thing out. Right turn. Let's keep going. And it was a, I was talking to Patrick about it the other day. It was a, the hose on the dishwasher was oscillating off of a copper tubing back there in the back. It took me a while, but I finally got it, Chad.
A good deal. Good deal. I'm glad I did something to make you get back on the floor and dig up under there. So I got you.
Go ahead, Dave. You're out of the repeater. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, I'm about at my destination. You and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day, Tom. And enjoy this weather, because it is beautiful. I've been out in it all day, went up to the repeater site, and I just sat there and enjoyed the view for a while, and made some repairs and come on back to the house. So, all right, well, I'm going to get on out. I'm going to clear on out. It's KO4NUE, 73s.
I don't know where you was at, Dave, or whether you're back in or not. Go ahead if you are. If not, I'll find.
Zaxby's, that's kind of at the bottom of the hill. I'm up here by Benson now at the top of the hill. Is it any better?
Absolutely. There must be a wreck down here on Wade Hampton. All past St. Mark's Road up there. And we're headed back the other way because Bernice made a mistake. That's what you get when you got a poor navigator.
I wouldn't blame it on the navigator. I'd blame it on the pilot myself, but that's just me. You remember Mike, W5MSC, him and Lisa? They used to be on here a lot. He worked at that fence, and I just went past.
Which way are you going on Wade Hampton towards the east, I call it?
Yeah, I'm going towards Portburg, just past it. But anyway, I talked to Mike on here the other day. I haven't heard him in years. And I think the last time I heard him, he came over to the house and brought, took me to get some gas for my generator when there was a snowstorm and I couldn't get out. That was a long time ago. Anyway, he retired from Benson. He's not working there anymore.
Okay. I see they got a lot of Jeeps down there. Nobody else has any cars, but I don't know if that tells you anything or not.
Well, that just happened to be what he came by and picked me up in. And it was really icy and snowy that time. And I was worried about that generator running out of gas. And I put my last 5 gallons in it. And I was talking to him about it. And he said, and next thing I knew, him and Lisa were knocking on the door.
Yeah, I heard that conversation. As feeble as my old memory is, I remember that name. Well, I met him down at, he was taking his dad to the Veterans Administration, and he walked up and he says, "You don't know me, do you?" And I said, "No." And he says, "Well, I'm Mike, and I seen this beautiful car there," and I just commented to him out of the blue. I said, "Man, that's beautiful. I had a mural on the front hood." And he said, "That's Lisa's." Well, ding, I knew who it was then.
Nice car. They both have some nice cars. They're car collectors. She had a really nice Camaro. I don't know if she still has it or not. But he's only got one Corvette that's like a classic or something like that, blue and white, that he's kept for a long period of time. All the other cars, they just have them for a little while and then move on to the next one.
That's what it was. It was a Camaro. Yeah. My neighbor's building one, Dave. You ought to just come up and hear it run. I haven't got a ride in it yet, and I'm going to have to chew him out. It's around 630 horse. And he's talking about detuning it. It's just too much. If you step down on it, he says, you just can't handle it, Tom. And he's got everything beefed up in it, you know. Yeah, I know where I'm at now, Bernie. we're back where we need to be on the right road, Dave. I don't care. We're retired. But it's 67, and he had the, this one, he built the engine from scratch and painted it himself and did all the rub out and everything. Well, no, he didn't paint it. A guy that paints airplanes, a friend of his, painted it. But he calls it a driver, but with 600 and some horse, that's a little ridiculous.
Comment. Dave, when you get to Gap Creek Road, turn left, and I'll meet you down there.
Do that. I know what you're talking about. And Tom, that's not Jim that lives 2 houses up from you, is it?
Bernice?
Jim, the guy that
was down there. I don't. Yeah, Osme and Bernice confused me worse, Dave.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. The guy that lived next to me, which is the house next to your house, he'd be 1 house in between. His name was Jim. I don't know if he's still living there or not.
Oh, he sure is. No, it's on the opposite side, Dave. Yeah, Melissa and, what's his name? Oh, the boy lives there, but you rarely ever see him. She manages that, a dollar store right down there in Highway 14, and there's assistant manager, I think. But Jim's a very, very fine gentleman. Yeah, well, when we first moved there, I didn't even know him, and he drove his big old truck over there and says, "Hey, you want me to haul that trash off to the dump for you?" And just a great guy. We take him over tomatoes and cucumbers and eggs and whatever Bernice bakes now and then. But Ron Lawless lives on the other side, and his immediate family calls him Tim, and he calls me Dad because I'm always over there. Bernice is always baking things for him, and we take him eggs and stuff like that. So he says, "I'll just start calling you Dad."
Other people on the other side of the road, I think they changed out a lot back when I lived there. They weren't the same people for a long period of time. But Jim was there the whole time I was there. I think his house was one of the first houses on that street. Anyway, if you talk to him again, tell him I said hello. I don't know if he'll remember me or not. That was like nearly 30 years ago. Anyway, I'm about to my destination, so not this one, but the next one probably going to be my last one, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, yeah, I will. He's beat up a little like me and getting older, but he still, he has to get that big old diesel out every day and go someplace, his wife says. Mary is his wife. But I'm talking about the house to the west of me, as if you were going down the hill. That's where Ron lives, or Tim is what I call him. And, boy, you couldn't ask for a better neighbor, I'll tell you. He's just great. But he's a car guy, and they're open, aren't they? But yeah, there's not that many cars here yet. We were out working, and so we just wore our work clothes over here and are going in and eat. And it's just like Chad. They'll just have to accept us the way we look. I always give Chad and Guff because he's working out in these machine shops. If he comes over, he's got an old T-shirt on or something. I say, well, you need to wear your dress blues or a suit or something when you come in our house. You know better. Take care, Dave. Enjoy it. W4DJW and 0GR73.
Parties, have a good rest of the day and bon appetit. I hope you enjoy that meal. W4DJW. I'm clear.
W4DJW.
Hey, Chad, I am coming up on the red light now.
K4NUE, clear.
Is that clear? W4DJW.
Right here in M&J parking lot.
Okay, you're back one. I'm up here at the post office in Lyman. I thought you meant turn left at the red light at the post office.
That's okay. I'll give you a call on landline. K4NUE, clear.
Okay, W4DJW, clear.